السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, today's lesson is going to be ayah number 159 and ayah number 160. Now, before we begin, just a small announcement that I would like to make about our class schedule during Ramadan. Inshallah, we will have a small change to our timing for the class. We will begin class at 3 p.m. Eastern time, inshallah. So just for the month of Ramadan, so that you all can have more time to prepare for iftar. We just want to start a little bit earlier in the day so that we have more time, inshallah, to focus on ibadah towards the later part of the day. So inshallah, just for this month, we will be having class at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then inshallah, after Ramadan, we will continue with our normal class timings. So please make a note of that. Inshallah, starting from next week for Ramadan, we will have class at 3 p.m. Now, we will start today with our recitation first, and then inshallah move on to the tajweed analysis of our ayahs. So again, starting from ayah 159, we'll just go ahead and read for these ayahs. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, and then inshallah afterwards we will do the analysis.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء. إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها، ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها، وهم لا يظلمون.
Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today. Ayah number 159. And ayah number 160. So a little bit of a shorter lesson, inshallah. Let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our ayahs and take a look at some of the tajweed rules appearing within these verses. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Inna alladhina farraqu dinahum wa kanu shi'a.
So here we are beginning with the word innal. So here, Noon has a shadda. As we learned, anytime Noon or Meem has a shadda, we are going to try to emphasize the sound that is appearing within the nose, inside of the nasal passage. Innalladhina. So just make sure that you are spending a little bit of time giving it that proper haq of the ghunna, meaning that you are bringing it up into the nose. Just spending a moment or two there, inshallah. And then moving on to the next letter, which is the letter lam. And then alladhina, this is the letter tha. Tha, as we learned, the makharij of the letter tha is going to be that the tongue goes in between the teeth. So we do want to make sure that there is no buzzing sound. The teeth are not coming in contact with each other. The tongue should be in between as a barrier, and this is going to ensure that we are pronouncing the vowel properly. So it is not a Z sound. Za is a separate letter. Ra, zay, that's going to be a separate letter. So vowel here is going to be pronounced with the tongue coming in between. Vina, and this is going to be a two count med. Farraku, fa here is light. It is a permanently light letter. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha, and then qaf is going to be heavy as well. This is one of the sounds that is permanently heavy. It is part of ghussa, daght, and gilth, which are the permanently heavy letters. So ra is heavy, qaf is heavy, and fa in this case is light. So we are going to make sure fa does not become heavy as well. We are going to make sure that fa is light, ra is heavy, qaf is heavy. Farra. Farra. So you can hear that I'm going from that light fa to the heavy ra, and then qaf here is also heavy, and this is a two-count heavy med. Farraku dinahum. D is going to be a two-count med. Dinahum. Meme has tawassut. So we are going to rest on this for just a moment. Make sure that you do take your time and you properly settle down on this sukun before you move on to the next letter. So this is the quality of tawassut. And the letters of tawassut are lin umar, and mim is one of these. Wa kanu, ka is going to be a two count med. Nu is also going to be a two count med. Wa kanu shi'al lasta. So here ayn is a letter that is from the throat. It is going to be from the middle of the throat, and you are going to feel a little bit of constriction as you say this letter. So do make sure that you are constricting the throat just a little bit towards the middle to give it that proper sound of ayn. Shi'a. So you can hear that it's coming from the middle of the throat. There is a little bit of constriction, a little bit of tightness to give it that proper sound. And then here we have a tanween. We look at the next letter, which is the letter lam. Lam is one of the letters of idgham. So the letters of idgham are going to be yarmalun. So these are the letters of idgham. The letters of idgham without ghunna are going to be lam and ra. So lam is one of these, meaning that there is going to be idgham. You merge this together and there is going to be no ghunna, meaning there is no sound of that letter noon. So we're not going to bring it up into the nose. Instead, we will completely drop that noon sound and just connect that tanween straight to the letter lam. Shi'allasta. So just go ahead and move straight from that letter ayn to the letter lam. Shi'allasta. Seen here is going to have safir. Safir is the quality of whistling. This means that as we say this letter, we are going to allow a little bit of air to escape from between the teeth. So this is going to give it that whistling sound of the safir. Lasta minhum. Noon here is going to have idhar. We see that there is a noon second. We look at the next letter, and the next letter is going to be ha, which is one of the throat letters. The throat letters are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So ha is one of these. We are going to rest on this noon. Pronounce it very, very clearly. There is no idgham. There is no merging, no hiding. Very clearly just pronounce that noon. Rest on it for a moment because it is a letter of tawassut. And then meem as well in minhum is also a letter of tawassut. So we are going to rest on this as well. Minhum. Fi shay'in. Fi is going to be a two-count med. Shay'in. And then because I have stopped here, I'm going to give the hamza a sukun. Shay. So hamza here has sukun. Now because I have put sukun on hamza, I am going to elongate this for four counts. It is now mada'arid lissukun. And also anytime we stop on hamza with sukun, we are going to make sure that we give it the quality of jahar. Jahar means that the sound is going to stop flowing once we have stopped on it with sukun. So this is one of the qualities of hamza, is that it has jahar. Because we are abruptly stopping, it is going to sound like the sound is stopping in the throat. There is a little bit of that jerkiness. So we are going to make sure to emphasize that, so that this does not turn into a med. Fi shay. So you can hear I'm abruptly stopping on that hamza, giving it jahar, making sure that I'm emphasizing this. Otherwise, if I don't do this, it will just become a long med. Fi shay. Now it just kind of sounds like a med. That hamza is not very obvious, so I do have to make sure that I am emphasizing that. Innama, noon here again has a shadda. Make sure that you are giving it the proper ghunna. And this is going to be a four count med. Innama amruhum. This is a four count med. Ja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So this is mad ja is munfasil. Pull this for four counts.
amruhum, mim has tawassut in both of these cases, so rest on this letter. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has dhamma. Ila Allahi, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before, the letter lam, has a fatha. Ila Allahi, heavy lam in the name of Allah. Thumma yunabbi'uhum, mim here has shadda, give this proper gunna, bring this up into the nose. Yunabbi'uhum. And then here, yunabbi'uhum mima, this is going to be merged together. Make sure that you are resting on this meme and then transferring to the letter ba. Bima is going to be a two-count mud. Ga is going to be a two-count mud. Nu is going to be a two-count mud. Yaf'alun, fa here is going to have humps, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of air that's escaping as you say this letter. Yaf'alun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then this is going to be a four-count mud. And then for the next ayah, ayah number 160, man ja'a, this is going to be ikhfa. So there is a noon sakit here. We look at the next letter. The next letter is jim, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. So I am going to hide that noon sakin within the makhraj of the next letter, which is the letter jim. Man ja'a. So you can kind of hide that noon sakin within the next letter. Ja'a, this is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are going to be within that same word. So pull this four counts. This is going to be med wajib muttasil. Ja'a bil hasanati, lam here, just rest on this for a moment. Hasanati falahu, this is going to be a two-count med. Ashru, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then sheen is going to have the fashi. You just spread this out a little bit within the mouth. Ashru. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Ra is one of those letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, because it does have a dhamma, we are going to go ahead and make this heavy. Amthaliha. Meem, we're just going to rest on this for a moment. Tha is going to be a two-count mud. Liha is also going to be a two-count mud. Tha liha. So just make sure that you are having a consistent mudud throughout your recitation. Both of these two-count muds should be consistently two counts. Waman ja'a. This is again going to be ikhfa nun sakin followed by the letter jim, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. So just go ahead and hide this nun sakin sound within the letter jim and the makhraj of the letter jim. And then this is also going to be mad wajib muttasil. It is going to be a four count mad. I see that the mad and the hamza are within that same word. So just go ahead and elongate this for four counts. Again, mad wajib muttasil because it is found within that same word. Bissayyati, seen is a letter of safir, meaning that it has a little bit of whistle. So because it does have a shadda as well, we are going to emphasize that whistle. And then ya also has shadda. The makhraj of the letter ya is going to be with the tongue kind of pushing up against the roof of the mouth, applying a bit of pressure. Because it does have a shadda, we are going to apply a little bit of extra pressure. Bissayyati. So make sure that you are kind of emphasizing that ya with shadda. Fala, this is going to be a two-count med. Yujza, jim is going to be a letter of qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, which is the qalqala letters. So we are going to make sure to give that a little bit of a bounce, a little bit of a recoil, because it does have sukun here. Yujza illa, this is a four-count med. This is going to be med ja'iz munfasil, because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So we are going to make sure that this is a four-count med. Illa, two-count med, mithlaha, two-count med in ha. Tha here is going to have hum, so make sure it does have a little bit of air. And tha is a letter which, again, is going to have the tongue come in between the teeth. So this is not a letter seen, this is the letter tha. Mithlaha, not mislaha. Seed is not going to be pronounced here, that is a different letter. This is tha. Mithlaha, wahum, mim has tawassut, so rest on this. La,
This is going to be a two-count mad. يظلمون. And then ظا is a heavy letter. It is part of خصة ضغط كذ, which are the heavy letters. And then we're going to rest on this for a moment as well. يظلمون. And this is going to end on a four-count. مد عدد للسكون. Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 159 to ayah number 160. Inshallah, we will end here for today. Jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. And just as another reminder, inshallah, for our classes during Ramadan, there is that slight time change. Inshallah, we will have class at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So inshallah, please just make a note of that there will be that slight time change just for the month of Ramadan. And then inshallah, afterwards, we will continue with our normal timings. So inshallah, we pray to Allah that He allows us to see the month of Ramadan until the end. May He accept from us all of our ibadah, all of our sawm, all of our zakah, all of our sadaqah, all of our qiyam, our standing in prayer, our fasting, our charity, our recitation of the Quran, every single act of ibadah that we do throughout this month. We pray that Allah accepts from us, that He allows us to perform all of these acts of ibadah to the best of our ability, and that He allows us to have this Ramadan be the best Ramadan that we have ever had. And may He allow us to continue and improve, inshallah, year by year, everything that we have learned and implemented during this month of Ramadan. May He allow us to continue even later on throughout the year. May He accept from us and forgive all of our sins, forgive the sins of our family members, of all of the Muslimun, those who are with us and those who are not with us. May He guide everyone and create ease for everyone, all of our brothers and sisters who are in difficulty. We pray that Allah allows us to see this beautiful, beautiful month, this blessed, blessed month. He allows us to see Laylatul Qadr, and that He accepts from us and forgives us and makes this month a month of barakah and blessing, inshallah, for us. Jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah, we'll end here for now and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. And I will see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.